This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
This episode of Serial is made possible by Goldline. Read their important risk information and find out if gold or silver is right for you. Call them like I did years ago, 877-370-COIN, or go to goldline.com.
From ABC News in 2010.
There's the Addams Family, the First Family, my family, and the Partridge Family.
I think I love you.
All called family, but what counts as family?
What we find is that people are moving away from a traditional definition of family, and they're moving towards a modern definition of family.
The modern family, indeed, comes in many combinations. Nearly 100% of us agree a husband, wife, and kids counts as a family. No kids? 92% say that's a family. Those kids make a difference.
Children provides this, quote, guarantee that move you to family status.
For instance, an unmarried man and woman living together.
Hey.
Hi.
Under 40% say that's a family. Give them kids. It jumps to 83%. That's up 5% since 2003. A gay couple. 33% say that's a family. With kids. 64%, a 10% jump in just the last 7 years.
But should the American family be redefined? Has there been a positive or a negative effect on our society since this redefining? When the traditional family is discussed in American media, it is often made to sound as if it's something that needs to be changed. In fact, it's usually made to sound obsolete.
Look at that, kids. No fighting, no yelling.
No belching. The dad has a shirt on. Look, knackers. These people are obviously freaks.
Ever since the progressive era began in America, we've seen this continual attack on traditional values in our society. And the hardest hit has been the traditional family unit. The first step towards healing our families is wanting to heal them. And according to a Focus on the Family study, Americans apparently do. When asked what mattered most to them personally, Americans agree that a loving family is a single most important priority among a list of many high priorities. 54% of those surveyed said a loving family is their top priority. Good health was number two at 50, followed by financial security at 43 and happiness at 33. So the desire is there, but can we turn things around? Mark Merrill, president of Family First.
I really do believe it can be reversed, but it didn't get this way overnight. And we have significant issues in our culture relating to the disintegration of the family today. We know that the marriage rate is declining. We know that divorce rate is probably flattened out, but it's been substituted by a substantial out-of-wedlock births, which continue to escalate at an enormous rate. You know, overall, we have over 40% of those births out of wedlock and higher in certain communities. But they can be reversed. I think if we really decide, you know, we're going to make a concerted effort as a culture, we need positive messages about how we can celebrate marriage and how marriage is good. And this is the way to do life. And it is very satisfying. It's something that we need to encourage more couples to do, because there's a lot of security in marriage. There's a lot of joy in marriage, and there's a lot of awesome things that come about being married. So we need to celebrate it. We need to promote it, and we need to encourage it.
So what if the government devoted the kind of focus and attention to the American family instead of on failed programs that don't work? For instance, the federal government is currently spending about $7.5 billion a year just on the Head Start program, which is the largest long-term government intervention into helping low-income early education program. Expecting to find significant success on this LBJ initiative, the government recently conducted a study on its impact. The results? No lasting benefit was found, and in some areas, Head Start actually had a negative effect. Now, we're not suggesting that the federal government invests $7.5 billion a year in promoting the American family. But what if there were private organizations devoted to healing the family, funded by private individuals, and their only objective was healing the traditional family unit? Mark Merrill of Family First.
We also need to have leaders modeling that. We need to have celebrity types saying marriage is good, and this is what marriage is and what it's all about, and encouraging people to get married.
Having good moral leaders is also imperative, as our founders insisted, as John Adams said.
Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other.
Any other kind of people is wholly inadequate for keeping families together as well. But leaders of late, like Barack Obama, have insisted on delivering messages like this.
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
This was a really troubling message to America's youth and her families. He'll teach them values and morals, but if they go against them, he doesn't want them to be punished with a baby. So instead, the implication is abortion, rather than dealing with the consequences of their bad choices. Then there was the incredibly unfortunate lesson from Obama that babies are a punishment. The influence of good leaders will be critical if Americans are to turn this around. Mark Merrill also discusses the influence of Hollywood.
Well, I think it is easy for people just to blame Hollywood for all of our ills, but there are a lot of people that are consuming those things. And so I think what we really need to do is to recognize that, yes, there is a lot of things that we shouldn't be modeling in television, movies, and music, and so it would be helpful to show good things. Show marriages that are successful. Show families that are thriving. And lift those up and encourage people to have those kinds of families rather than just show families that shouldn't be that way and will go through a lot of pain as a result of it.
The president of Family First summed up the most important things he believes need to happen in order to heal American families.
First, overall, we need to speak truth into the culture. We really do. We need to speak truth into the culture and say, this is really what's happening in our culture. We need to identify the problem, as we've already discussed, but we need to also talk about the solution. And I believe one of the most important things we can do to make the family thrive once again, to bring the family back together, is to get fathers more involved in their kids' lives. We have two problems. We have one that many fathers are physically absent from their kids. There are 24 million children in our country right now who are growing up without their biological fathers. And secondly, we have many millions more who are growing up with fathers who are in the home but are emotionally absent from their kids. And so if we can reverse those two trends and really get their fathers engaged in their lives, I believe that we can really turn things around and have families that don't die, that don't just survive, but actually thrive in our country once again.
As far as at least one parent being at home to raise children full-time, there has been actually some good news on that front. While 71% of mothers still work outside the home, the number of stay-at-home moms has surprisingly increased since 1999, from 23% to 29%. Things have changed a lot since the Leave It to Beaver days.
Girls are kind of lucky, don't they, Mom?
Why do you say that?
Well, they don't have to be smart. They don't have to get jobs or anything. All they got to do is get married.
Now, virtually nobody shares that kind of attitude about girls anymore, and if they do, they certainly keep it to themselves. Yet most Americans at least realize that it could be detrimental for both the mother and the father to work outside the home. As 60% of Americans say children are better off when one parent stays at home to focus on the family, while 35% say they're just as well off when both parents work outside the home. Most Americans will also agree that healing the family unit can happen. But will it? Will fathers become more engaged? Will mothers be happy and fulfilled by raising their children full-time? Is it possible to get cultural help from Hollywood? Are there decent, honorable leaders who can step up as role models, setting a tone for Americans? Imagine what could have happened in the black community if Barack Obama would have, instead of repeatedly attacking gun ownership, focused his attention instead on telling the truth about the black family and challenging black fathers to accept their responsibilities and stay in the homes with their wives and children. What if private organizations and churches spent a fraction of the $22 trillion the federal government has taken from her people and spent on the war on poverty, on education, on encouragement, and on engaging Americans on how to be successful at keeping the family together? The American family needs an advocacy group like the LGBT community. The gay community overcame overwhelming odds, huge approval deficits, to turn public opinion around in an incredibly short period of time. They went from states flat out refusing to even consider same-sex marriage, to losing referendums in every single state that held a vote, to same-sex marriage being accepted by the majority of the people and the law of the land in under 20 years. If the traditional family had such focus, had such an organization, that kind of commitment, the American family could be saved. And with it, perhaps, America itself.
Want more serials? You can listen to every episode at glenbeck.com/serials. Next week, you'll learn about the history of gun control in America.
Glenn Beck.
This episode of Serial is made possible by Goldline. Read their important risk information and find out if gold or silver is right for you. Call them like I did years ago, 877-370-COIN, or go to goldline.com.